Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green, and today this is a call in the Online Marketing Tips podcast series, and the topic today is how to build a six-figure business using PLR, which is private label rights. And when I thought about this, I realized it's what I did my first year online, and it's what I did again once the quality of private label rights got to the level that it just didn't make sense not to do this. And now I have students that have used this content in fantastic ways. So if you can see the page that I have all of this on, then you can click on some of those links, and I will tell you that the content changes from time to time. So what's available right now, what I'll be talking about right now in March of 2014, it's March 20th today, will probably not be available after the end of this month at the very latest. So you do want to check those links. I'll give you my main link, and it's coachingstickyglue.com, coachingstickyglue.com. Now, this is a site that's owned by two people that I'm very friendly with, Melissa Engold, who lives up in Canada, and Nicole Dean, who lives in Florida. And Melissa, I have never met in person, even though we've spent a lot of time online together. And Nicole, I've known in person now since 2010 when we were speaking at an event on the East Coast. And we had known each other virtually before that. So let's talk a little bit more about PLR, about private label rights. This is content that's written by people who are professional writers. The people tend to be very highly educated, and they become experts in the area that they are going to write in before they actually do the writing. So their writing is going to always be of a higher caliber than the writing that I do, because I am not a professional writer, even though I play one on the internet, which means I've written 9 books. I've written now 1,800 articles over at eZine Articles. I continue to write blog posts and short reports and things like this, but I am not that type of writer. I'm writing for my business. It's very, very different. And in the beginning, when I was using private label rights, the quality was so-so. It wasn't great. Sometimes it was very good, and sometimes it was downright awful, and we didn't pay much for it, so you always felt that if you had spent, you know, $10 or so for something and it wasn't great, that that was okay. But that all changed around 2009, 2010, and I realized at that point that this was going to be writing that I would use for many, many things. And first, I'm going to tell you what you can't use it for. You cannot use private label rights, PLR, for writing that you're going to publish on Amazon. It's against their terms of service. They don't allow it. When they check the writing that you submit there for a Kindle book or a paperback book, they'll be able to spot it very, very quickly with sophisticated software and programs they use, and they can even ban your account. Usually they'll just remind you and take it away, and then the next time, though, they'll feel like you're doing it on purpose. So what you want to do is make sure that you're never using your content in this way. You also may not use PLR, private label rights, content for the article directories such as eZine Articles that I just mentioned. If you put even a paragraph of PLR in it, again, they will find out and they will ban you very quickly because they will assume that you know better and have read the rules and don't want to do that. So, what can we use PLR for, and how can we build a six-figure business with it? Well, I'm going to show you an example, and it's based on a piece of PLR that is on creating PowerPoint presentations. So, if you're looking there on the page, it is connieloves.me/PPT Made Easy. And I chose this one because I'm always asked on a regular basis, you know, what do we do if we're not in the internet marketing, the IM niche, when we're trying to create content and build a business? And I'm using this as an example because this is not the IM niche. This isn't internet marketing at all. It's business. And I want you to start thinking of yourself as being in the business niche. You're an entrepreneur. You're helping small businesses. and building a small business for yourself. So if you go over to ConnieReaganGreen.com/PowerPoint-4, F-O-R, -business, you'll see a post that I just put up today. And the post, it's on my ConnieReaganGreen.com site, and it's called PowerPoint for Business, Keeping It Simple. So what I did was from this product that I purchased, and it's a very inexpensive product, and it contains so much, including a wonderful PowerPoint presentation, I just looked at the report. So I have the report here on my desktop, and this report is, let me pull it up, it is 54 pages, and it's 7,590 words. So I went to the very beginning of it. So it's on page 3, right after the table of contents. And I did a copy-paste of that into my blog post. But I knew I was going to rewrite a little bit. So if you look at the first paragraph, it starts with, before I ever used PowerPoint for Business, I taught it to 5th and 6th graders as a part of the curriculum while I was working as a classroom teacher. That whole paragraph is mine, that first paragraph. If you look at paragraphs 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, that is private label rights from this report, from page 3. I did a teeny bit of rewriting and editing, not more than 5 minutes worth. The first paragraph took me 5 minutes. The copy-paste took me 1 minute. At the very end, the last two paragraphs are mine, where it says, don't forget to have a strong call to action at the end of your PowerPoint. And also the final paragraph, which is one long sentence, that says, the very best training on using PowerPoint for Business is available from Nicole Dean and Melissa Ingold as a part of their online training and tutorials. And I put a link to it. And I will leave it there as long as that link is good. Then I'll go back and just edit out that last paragraph. So I have a post that is about, here, did I close that window? I think I closed that window that shows how long that is. I think it's about 500 words. And that's really perfect for a post. So I want to take some questions before I go any further, because this was the first step with what I did. Okay, and someone's asking if there's a video. No, this is an audio that will be repurposed into a podcast, my online marketing tips podcast over on iTunes. All right, Janice is here, and she is Janice Dugas, so it's JanicedDugas.com. All right, and Uta is here, and she is funfitandhealthygrandma.com. William is here. He is back from Puerto Vallarta. I was also in Mexico. I was in Cabo San Lucas for 6 days. Just got back a few days ago. And he's now back in Wisconsin. William is. His site is healthyfoodanddiet.com. All right, let me go down to some questions, and then I'll give some more shout-outs. Patty is the person who said, what are your suggestions for businesses that are not in the internet marketing niche? So I say, no matter what, if you're doing health, fitness, whatever you're doing, talk about business. Share your business experience, because everything we're doing on the internet is related to business. Now, there is excellent PLR in a variety of niches, including health and fitness. I've subscribed to some now where I get content once a month, and I go in and grab it and use it on different health niches. And I'm recommending that, giving people information on health and fitness, again, researched by some very smart people who write professionally. Okay, Tracy is in Canada, and he said, it's always great to get your uplifting emails and help. He says, when you recycle the content, how often do you recycle? So I don't really understand the question. I'm not really recycling it. I'm repurposing it. So what you see here on ConnieReaganGreen.com, this post, PowerPoint for Business, this is repurposed. I've taken it from this 54-page report that I can do anything I want with except for submit it to an article directory or send it to Amazon as a book. I can do anything else that I want with it. And so I've repurposed it, so I would not repurpose this blog post again. What do I do next with a blog post? The first thing I do is let people on Facebook know. I put the link there and I make a comment. I ask a question. In this case, if you go over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/ConnieReaganGreen, you can see that I said, let me go to my wall here, and I want to see the exact question that I wrote. I said, are you using PowerPoint in your business? Here's my latest post on keeping it simple while increasing your income. And there's the post. And then somebody has commented. More people will go over and read it. I've also had a comment directly on the post by someone else. And this has just been about 3-4 hours at this point. The next step, what I love to do, is to go over to a site called Just Retweet. And this site, they start you out with 100 credits. You can earn credits by tweeting other people's blog posts, so you don't have to spend any money. I like to buy credits, so I have more credits available, because this is part of my business. And what I did there was I offered 30 credits to up to 12 people to retweet this post on PowerPoint, and also to like it on Facebook and to Google Plus it. So that's another way that I'm promoting it. So the next step that I will do with this is I will go through here. Let me go over to this package itself, because some people had questions about what's included with this. So I get the PowerPoint slides, and I believe it's about 50 slides. Those PowerPoint presentations are excellent. Now, I don't want to jump ahead. So first, I'm going to look through the package. I'm going to see that it has the PowerPoint presentation. It also has worksheets. And when I click on worksheets, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 worksheets. I could combine these together into another report. I could also break them up even smaller and include them as autoresponder messages. Autoresponder messages are messages that go out without you having to be there. So I like to send a broadcast to everyone every day, but when I'm away, lots of you are receiving autoresponder messages that have been pre-written. So that's what I like the worksheets for. Then I have the main report, and it's called PowerPoint for Business Made Easy, and that's the 54-page document that I was just sharing that is 7,590 words. And I'll give you a little idea about the contents, table of contents. It's an overview of PowerPoint menus, creating your design template, adding and formatting the text, inserting screenshots or graphics, how to insert videos and audios, adding transitions and animations to your slides, creating a slideshow, reviewing your presentation, creating a PowerPoint video, printing your presentation, reusing your slides. So this is an excellent report, so I'm learning from it. And then the next step is I'm going to give away this report in some format. Now, I probably will cut it down. 54 pages is really too much. So I'll probably take the highlights out of that, turn it into a report. And if you see on ConnieReaganGreen.com, I have one tab there that says short reports and another tab that says more short reports. So where you see more short reports and it has blogging for business, I'll have PowerPoint made easy. I'll have that in the next few days. It'll be the highlights. Now, if I wanted to, because remember, I own the private label rights to this, I can turn this into a product. At this point, I have about a dozen products that are all or part private label rights. So what I would do, and what I always love to do with the PowerPoint that's included with these packages, is I go through it, I read it, then I change anything I might need to change, something either I don't agree with or don't understand well enough, and then I save it, and then I record me reading it, me presenting it, and I do that with Camtasia. So there are different ways that you can do that as a screencast, where you're actually doing that presentation that you purchased, which is not at all unusual. I know people in the internet marketing niche who write presentations for other people, and those people do it. I was just actually spending time with some people who do this. and it's quite expensive for you to have somebody do a presentation for you. So to be able to get something like this, I really appreciate it, and when you do it, you will. So picture a product that has the full 54-page report. It has the PowerPoint presentation that you are reading, so it's in your voice. You're talking about it. It also includes the worksheets. It can include a live Q&A call. It could include a monthly Q&A call. This is something then that you turn around and sell. So any questions on this? All right, Miguel is here, and he says that he has purchased this presentation. Thank you, and I hope you put it to great use. And Dana is saying, is this the monthly package from coachingstickyglue.com? That's my link. So the answer is yes. Yes, so if you subscribe to that you get that. All right, and here's a question. How much rewriting is needed for the PL, the private label rights, PLR, for web content? I like to rewrite it ever so slightly. So the example I gave for this blog post that I did today, it's really an excellent example. The first paragraph is mine. The last paragraph is mine. And I rewrote a teeny bit in the middle. So I guess if you averaged out the words, I guess you would say about 25% has been rewritten. If you spend too much time rewriting every sentence of every paragraph, you're really not doing yourself a service. It won't come out as nice, and it's just not necessary. It just is not necessary. All right, and somebody else I need to give a shout out to. No, maybe I did. All right, and here's someone from Germany, Judith. She's saying, what monthly topics are coming up? Can we choose them? How can we get past packages? You know, those are all excellent support questions for coachingstickyglue.com, not for me. I have not asked them to do a topic that I want simply because they have so many. There are so many topics. What you can do, though, is you can write to them. You're asking about past packages. You can write to them and say, could I please see what you've had in the past 6 months, just to get an idea. But remember, you don't want to stockpile the PLR. You know, I have more than I really need at this point because I can't resist when it's excellent quality. But getting the package a month from them, it's been just perfect for me, just perfect, because that way I always have content ready and available for reports, for blog posts, for autoresponder messages. I always have something that's business related. I just love that. And another one that I have a link for there on the main page is the one that's for the, or maybe I don't have it, the one for Facebook, the Facebook events. Perhaps I don't have that on there. Well, I can certainly give you the link. Email me if you want the link to that one. Instead, I gave you some links here for their free PLR. They're giving you a free taste of it, so you can click on there and see it. But I really recommend becoming a customer. It's worth it. The price is so, so low. If you had to have somebody do writing for you, it's quite expensive. And perhaps you've seen somebody on Fiverr doing an article for $5. I guarantee you it's not the quality. It wouldn't be the quality that I write. And what I write is nowhere near the quality that you'll receive from them, from Melissa and Nicole. So, all right, so let's talk about this idea where we get the package. And you may decide you don't want to give away very much of it at all. Maybe instead you want to use part of it for your opt-in page, which is also called a squeeze page, right? So it's your free giveaway. And maybe I'm doing a site about business, doing business online and offline. And I could say, you know, PowerPoint is a big part of doing business. It's just assumed that when we do a presentation somewhere that we'll do a PowerPoint. And I could give what I put in this blog post, I could really expand upon that a little bit and give it as a free giveaway. Or I could go into this 54-page report, and the reports tend to be 40 to 60 pages. And I could go in there, and I could just take one little section. So because this is broken into eight mini chapters, eight steps, And I would do something that would be interesting, like reviewing your creating a PowerPoint video. Creating a PowerPoint video. So I'm going to go to this section, and I'm going to see how long it is. All right, it's on page 49. And there's beautiful, beautiful screenshots for each of these sections. All right, so here it is. And what I do then is I just highlight all of it because I want to get an idea of how long this would be, if this would be enough. Creating PowerPoint videos. And let me see, here it is. Let me stop right here. All right, it's 556 words, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Is it 4 images or 3 images? All right, so I could then talk about this in more detail. It would end up being about a 4-page free giveaway with beautiful graphics that had very specific information about PowerPoint. I could recommend the product that I created using this, because if somebody is going to read about creating PowerPoint videos, then they're interested enough to buy a product on this. Maybe you want to do low-price products. Maybe you want to do something like this for about $20. I wouldn't do this as a $7 product. There's really too much in there. I would really expand upon it. All right, and Judith says, does it make sense to use these packs as a paid membership content? Yes, yes. I don't have membership sites right now that are related to business. Mine are more internet marketing specific. But it would be smart for me to set up one where I have business information and clients who want to learn more about business online and off. And to use these packs as paid content would be perfect, because it's definitely allowed as the terms of service for private label rights. All right, Tom is here. He says he's confused between the first two links. Let me see if I did put the same ones. The first one goes directly to coachingstickyglue.com, and this one offers you 4 customizable tutorials. So you get 4 total if you sign up. And then the other one is free private label rights. So at the top of that page, so it's different pages, at the top of this page it says, click here to download your 11 free articles. And then they're offering you 2 packages of customizable content for $5. And one's marketing on Pinterest, and one is, let me see. Let's see what the other one is. Oh, here's the other one. Train yourself and become an instant expert. I love that one. I use that one quite a bit. So, yeah, so they're different. You're getting different things. And let me go back. I want to go all the way back to my list. I want to see those 11 articles. I want to see, here we go, and all right, and they are audio marketing, best social networking sites, best podcast for online business, contest, CPA marketing, magnetic content, meetups, optimizing videos, podcast, productivity tools for coaches, and viral marketing. So right there, how many? 11? That could be 11 blog posts. Do you realize how long it takes to write 11 blog posts? That could take easily 11 hours, easily. So this is an excellent way to get more content and really build the business quickly. And here's the question that I'm waiting for and always love. Is it not a problem that many people have the same PLR? No, it's not a problem. So if they sell 100 of them, 90 of the people won't use it. I have PLR on my hard drives, plural, and in Dropbox that I have yet to use. Some of it I've owned for 3 or 4 years. so we can't all get to everything every month. You know, I bought a 12-month supply of PLR last year, and it was perfect. It was all outlined for January, February, March, and so on, and I started out really well. In January, I used it. I haven't used it since, and we're at the end of March. So it's definitely not a problem. Plus, the same content on different sites is not duplicate content. Duplicate content is the same content on one site. So you just don't want to be posting the same content, whether you wrote it or it's PLR, on your site over and over. All right, so Tom, I hope I answered your question. Those are two different links. And let me go down. Tracy had some other questions. He said, let me see. What time frame do you suggest in sending the content out via autoresponder? For autoresponders, I like to set those up to go out about every 3 days. That's perfect because I'm sending so many broadcasts. But you choose the time frame. And how do you establish a price for paid content? What the market will bear? It's kind of like a used car. A new car has a manufacturer suggested retail price, MSRP. You'll see that on the Moroni sticker in the window. So that's a price suggested by the manufacturer. Once the car is a year old, sometimes not even, it's a used car, and it's what the market will bear. So when gas is expensive, then people don't want to buy 8-cylinder cars as much. When it gets closer to summer, people want to buy convertibles. So, you know, when it's back to school time, August, September, people want 4 doors. So the price will vary according to that. So when I said to sell a product based on this at around $20, 3 years ago, you would have sold that for $97. Prices have come down. So now for business, you want to do it less expensively. Another trick with everything is to really specialize in one area of business. For me, it would make sense for me to spend time with people in real estate because I had that background. I worked in real estate part-time for many, many years. And even though I don't do it now, I still have a broker's license. That's good in the state of California. That's how I have my medical insurance all this time. And it's also a way for me to connect with a group of people that I once was a part of. So if you or someone in your family is a part of something, then you can connect with them. The reason I say this is because certain groups will pay a lot more. So real estate, they're used to spending a lot more than $20 for training on something like PowerPoint. And that one I'm just using as an example. There are so many of these. All right, do you think repackaging the PLR with new graphics and sell it in a package is a good idea for sales? Yes, but I wouldn't use new graphics. I would use their graphics. They're beautiful, and you're buying the rights to them. All right, I'm taking a look to see if there are more questions on the other side. All right, so this is the model. The model is sign up and get your monthly access to this. It's very, very inexpensive. Take the first package and experiment with it. Start by using it for blog post and for a short report that you can give away. Don't give away the entire report. Take highlights from it. Take the first page from each section. You'll end up with something that's maybe 15 pages. That's perfect to give away. Buy a domain that you can set up the product on. So for this one, it would be something like PowerPoint Made Easy. PowerPoint is a word that's allowed to be used. Certain words can't be used in domains, but PowerPoint is not one of them. You'll find lots of domains that have PowerPoint in there. Then set up a squeeze page, an opt-in page. Have people opt into your list on this new domain. The free giveaway comes from the PLR, the private label rights. On the thank you page, tell them about the entire product. A small percentage of people will buy it then. The rest of the people will be on your list, and you'll send them autoresponders, the content coming from the PLR package, And over time, many of them will decide to buy. You can also do this on an existing site, if that works better for you. All right, and Uta has a great comment here. She says, although we cannot use PLR for ebooks or books on Amazon or Kindle or anything like that, I found that I get my ideas from PLR for good topics, for example. Yes, and I learn a whole lot of what I'm doing in my business from the PLR because the person who did the writing is a paid writer and they did a lot of research before they wrote it. So the one on Facebook events that came out recently, that one was fantastic because Facebook events has changed completely from a couple of years ago. And so I was able to spend an hour and a half reading the whole package and learned a whole lot of things that I'm using now that I didn't know before. So it's great. So yes, other people are asking about having membership sites. It's perfect for membership sites. Use their graphics. The graphics are gorgeous. You own them when you buy this. Do it on a new domain. I like a new domain for everything. New idea, new product, new part of my business, new domain. So I like that for everything. But you can also do it on an existing site. All right, are there any last questions? All right, well, I hope you will visit coachingstickyglue.com. Also, visit my main site at Huge Profits Tiny List or ConnieReaganGreen.com and subscribe to all of the calls in both of my podcast series. I appreciate you being here. Take care, everyone. Connie Reagan Green signing out.